Reading from the Mahabharata, Chapter 28, Part 1. Yudhishthira and his brothers enjoy Gandhamadana Mountain. Meanwhile, at Vadarikashram, Yudhishthira suddenly noticed the appearance of fearful omens. A violent wind blew up, lashing sand and pebbles into the Pandavas' faces. Meteors fell from the sky, and the sun became obscured by darkness. The earth trembled, dust fell in showers, and explosions were heard in the sky. All around them, the brothers could hear the shrieks of birds and beasts. Yudhishthira looked all around. Where was Bhima? Had his brother gone off on some adventure? These omens obviously indicated that something powerful was occurring somewhere. Not seeing Bhima anywhere, Yudhishthira feared that he might be the cause of the portents. Thus Yudhishthira spoke anxiously to his brothers. O invincible ones, arm yourselves. It seems that the time for us to display our prowess has now arrived. Yudhishthira turned to Draupadi. Do you know where Bhima is? Is he intent on performing some terrible act? Or has he already achieved a tremendous feat? These omens I see clearly indicate battle. O hero, this morning I presented to you a golden lotus. Thus I requested Bhima to fetch more of those flowers, and he left at once for the higher reaches of this mountain. Yudhishthira could immediately understand that Bhima had disturbed the celestials by attempting to take the lotuses from them. He quickly went to Ghatotkacha and said, O Sky Ranger, you are like a celestial in prowess and ability. We thus need your help. It seems my younger brother, your father, has gone upward to the regions of the gods. He has done so by his own power, for a Vayu son can leap into the sky and come down at will. Bhima moves with the speed of the wind and has left to find celestial lotus flowers. Please, Ghatotkacha, carry us to the place where they grow so that I may see what Bhima has done. Replying, so be it. Ghatotkacha and his followers carried the Pandavas, Draupadi, and the Brahmanas to Salgandhika. Ghatotkacha had already been there a number of times and he knew the way very well. As they descended to the ground near the lake, they saw Bhima standing on the shore holding his mace. At a distance, they saw the large-eyed Krodavasas watching him. A number of them lay on the ground and in the water with their heads and limbs smashed. Yudhishthira was shocked. He went over to Bhima and embraced him. He said, O son of Kunti, what have you done? Be blessed. But if you wish to do me good to me, then you should never again be so rash as to offend the celestials. Seeing Yudhishthira there, the Yaksha guards folded their palms and bowed their heads in humility. The Pandava apologized for his brother's acts and consoled them with gentle words. Looking around at the beauty of the region, Yudhishthira desired to remain there for some time with his brothers. He asked the guards to request permission from Kuvera for them to stay. Hearing that the Pandu's sons had come, Kuvera was pleased, and Kuvera gave his assent. Thus Yudhishthir and his party remained for some time on the high slopes of Gandhamadana mountain, enjoying the heavenly atmosphere. After a few days, Yudhishthir desired to see Kuvera himself. Sitting by the lakeside one morning, Yudhishthir told Bhima, "O brother, we have seen all the holy places along with Lomasha and the other Brahmins. Now let us see that most holy of places, the abode of Kuvera, which always is frequented by Siddhas and Rishis. Can you think of some way by which we can enter that heavenly region?" But just as Yudhishthir finished speaking, a celestial voice resounded in the sky. "O King, you will not be able to go to the inaccessible abode of Vaishravana by this way. Go back to Bhadarikashram. From that place, you will go to the hermitage of Vrishabharva, and then to the hermitage of Arshtashena. From there you will see Kuvera's abode." As the divine voice spoke, a cool, fragrant breeze blew down a shower of flowers. Daumya then said, "This order of the gods cannot be ignored. We should leave immediately." Thus ends the narration of chapter 28 of the Mahabharata. Yudhishthir and his brothers enjoy Gandhamadana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.